From cars parked on our pavements, to wheelie bins on the paths, to street furniture, tables and chairs outside coffee shops and bars, it seems there's no end to some of the obstructions on our pathways. Now, many charities have been involved in trying to make a difference, and pavement parking has come up time after time, and the charity Guide Dogs has been working hard to have laws changed on this. Now, to tell us more, we have with us Jessica Lee. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me.
Pavement parking, Jessica, is this a regular issue you've been hearing about from guide dog owners?
We know that pavement parked cars are a huge issue for guide dog owners. So we surveyed guide dog owners and people with sight loss, and of them, 97% have experienced problems with street clutter, like the kind of things you've just mentioned. And of that 97%, 90% have experienced problems with pavement parked cars. So it's obviously a huge issue, and it's particularly dangerous as they can force people into the road to face oncoming traffic. Not only affects people with sight loss, but also parents with pushchairs, wheelchair users, and many other groups. And one guide dog owner I spoke to told me how it makes them feel particularly frightened and unsafe. And we're here ultimately to make sure that people can live their lives as independently and confidently as possible. And at the moment, that's really been taken away by unsafe pavement parking.
We are going to be chatting with Sinead very shortly, who is a guide dog owner herself, to learn about her experiences. But it must be a frightening situation to step out into traffic with a guide dog because of obstructions on the pavement. I mean, I'm sure some roads are quite quiet, but some roads can be incredibly busy as well. But, you know, it's not a localised problem. This is across the UK.
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing problems with pavement parking up and down the UK, and the laws around the UK are also very inconsistent on pavement parking, so it's leaving drivers confused and it's putting people with sight loss at risk.
So what has Guide Dogs been doing over the years then to try and make an impact on this and call for change?
We at Guide Dogs have been campaigning on the issue for a number of years. Back in December 2015, a private members' bill on pavement parking, which would have made pavement parking an offence in England and Wales, was withdrawn on the basis that the government promised to research how a new law on pavement parking would work. Since then, we've been consistently campaigning on this, getting the issue raised in Parliament, talking with politicians, and helping our fantastic supporters to reach out to their MPs about the issue. 30th of August, this year will mark 1,000 days since the UK government promised to find out how a new law, such as the solution that already exists in London, would work. For us, 1,000 days, an incredibly long time to wait when your safety is at risk, which is why we're going to be launching an open letter to the Prime Minister to take an urgent lead with the government to end this 1,000 days of delay and take action to change the law on unsafe pavement parking.
So how will the open letter work?
What we are asking supporters to do is sign our open letter online, which you can access through the Guide Dogs campaign's Facebook page, and add their name to say that they think that enough time has passed and we need to see some action. We've been joined by lots of other charities who've also been campaigning on this issue, and it's a moment where we're really all coming together to say enough is enough, it's time to take action on pavement parking.
Also joining us, we have Sinead McFarlane, who is a guide dog owner. Sinead, perhaps you could start by telling us what kind of a difference does owning a guide dog make to you?
It's given me my independence back. With sight loss, you can become very depressed and become like a recluse. Well, I certainly did anyway. It's meant that I can get back out and do normal, everyday things that sighted people can do. Like even just going for a walk on a nice day, I could just put the dog's harness on and say, let's go, and we go. It's opened doors for me, opportunity-wise, for getting voluntary work. I work for the Glasgow Mobility Team as their service user representative. So it's meant a lot of travelling and meeting a lot of new people. So it's great, because before I wasn't getting out and meeting anybody and speaking to anybody. So it's certainly given my life back, really, if that makes any sense to anybody.
Absolutely. No, it's not just confidence. It is life, and that's everything from working lives or education, and as you say, volunteering, social as well, and having that ability not to rely on another individual, just your four-legged friend.
Yes, that's it. Even just to go for a coffee, go shopping, or just think, oh, I'll just go for a coffee somewhere, and it's not a case of now anymore. I don't have to think, oh, I'll have to see if somebody's free to take me, or the weather's not great, so oh, I won't bother going out, and it's every excuse under the sun. But now it's a case of rain or shine, it's just, let's go, I want to go out, let's go.
Now, we are talking about cluttered streets and pavement parking in particular here. Have you had an experience of that yourself?
I have, yes. Unfortunately, I've had several occasions where I've had to very busy road and get round cars and lorries and things, especially on routes that I know and the dog knows that are usually clear, you know, paths that are usually clear. So when we come across that, it's very frightening.
You're having to step out into the road. So
yes.
I'm imagining a lot of apprehension there. You're not sure if it's one car, two cars or whatever that are parked on the pavement.
That's right, yes. We go our usual route and then all of a sudden the dog will slow down and stop and I'll say to him, okay, find the way, what's wrong? I mean, I don't know if it's roadworks or, you know, if it drains up or if there's an A-board or anything. I don't know if it's a car or, as you say, two cars or anything. So he takes me to the curb. If he can't find a way through, he takes me to the curb and then it's a case of I just tell him to forward and then in, tell him to find the path, find the curb again. And it can be sometimes two cars parked, you know, back to back and right on the pavement, so there's no gap for you to get past. You really are, you're depending on the dog to risk both our lives to take us into a busy road. And where I live, even though it's a village, it's a very busy through road. So there's a lot of lorries, wood lorries and things going past. And that can be extremely scary, especially if you're halfway round or you think you're halfway round a car and you think, oh, I'm going to get on the path soon. And all of a sudden, lorries and cars come out of nowhere.
Some people have almost abandoned their journeys because of vehicles parked on pavements. People would say, well, there's alternative routes, but if you don't know those routes, the dog doesn't know the routes, it could be quite easy to get lost, disorientated,
yes.
And again, affecting your confidence.
Yes, yes, it does. It can, very much so. You can sort of turn around and go home or back to where you started from and think, right, well, what do I do now? It's very, very frightening. It's, as you say, very disorientating.
Have you complained to anyone or looked for assistance from anywhere with this issue?
Yes, well, unfortunately, a couple of times it's happened to me. There's been nobody else around I can ask for help from. So I have reported it to the police and I've been in touch with the local MPs in the area. And I also got in touch with my mobility team in Glasgow and they sent out somebody to see how bad the problem was because it was a regular occurrence at one point. You know, there was cars parked on pavement. And I contacted them and they came out kindly and showed me how to sort of get safely about or try to find an alternative route if I did come across that problem again.
But again, that alternative route, you could find vehicles parked on pavements there as
yes.
well, ultimately, couldn't you?
Yes.
I mean, what would you like to see happen? You know, guide dogs have this open letter going out. They've got the week of action coming up as well. What are you hoping for?
I'm hoping that people will take notice of it and realise how dangerous it is for somebody who can't see or has got limited vision, and they'll just be considerate and won't park on the pavement, or at least if they have to, because that's the response I've had from a lot of people, oh, we have to park on the pavement because there's no parking space. If they could just leave enough room for at least two people to get past.
If other guide dog owners were to come across problems like this, what would you encourage them to do?
Certainly get in touch with their local police, MPs, and firstly, probably to get in touch with their mobility team and ask for assistance, you know, explain that there is an issue. If they know the road, you know, the name of the road and the time of day that they have the problem, get as much evidence as they possibly can. And definitely the first port of call is the engagement officers at their mobility team.
Jessica, Sinead telling us there about the problems that she has faced with pavement parking, and it's really getting her story across to people, the people in power, that can make a big difference, can't it?
Absolutely. We know that people relating their own personal experiences is an incredibly important activity. Just recently, Guide Dogs ran an exhibition in Parliament where we shared over 2,000 personal stories from constituents to their MPs about how pavement parking affects them. And we could see that it was really helping politicians to start to understand the issue. Ultimately, the more noise we can make on this issue, the better. So we're really trying to get everyone behind this to help people understand and help, crucially, those in power understand why the law needs to change on pavement parking.
Do you have to then go to some of the devolved parliaments as well? Because it seems the law and legislation is different around the UK on this.
It is different around the UK. So recently we've seen some important progress in Scotland where they're actually taking steps to outlaw pavement parking. This is a vital step forward for people in Scotland. And we really need people in Scotland to respond to the government consultation, which is open at the moment, on why this law change matters. If you'd like to add your response, you can do so by looking at the Guide Dogs Scotland's Facebook page, where this action is being promoted. And then in England and Wales, there's been a recent inclusive transport strategy, which the Department for Transport has released, which acknowledges that the issue of unsafe pavement parking is a big one for many people. So that political momentum is evidently there, but right now we need to keep the pressure up to make sure that they act on this in England and Wales, which is why we're launching this open letter to government.
You spoke about the open letter, Jessica, that you're hoping supporters will sign, but you also have a week of action coming up. How will that work?
We do. We're really excited. At Guide Dogs, we know that there's lots of people that want to get out and speak to people around the UK. So during the week of 13th of August, we're going to be having hundreds of supporters up and down the UK and their local high streets, talking to their communities about the issue of pavement parking and encouraging them to sign up to this open letter. We hope this will be a really good way to raise awareness of the issue amongst lots of different groups all around the UK and help build support for the issue so that politicians really start to understand how vital this is.
We will catch up with you after the week of action, Jessica, to find out how it all went. But if people would like to get involved or find out more information about Guide Dogs, what's the best way to do that?
The best way to do that would be to look on our Facebook page, which is Guide Dogs Campaigns, or if they'd like to get in touch with us personally, they can email us on campaigns@guidedogs.org.uk, or you can call 0118 983 5555.
Jessica and Sinead, good luck with the event, and thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
Many thanks, Alan.